Welcome back, ghosts, ghouls, and things that go bump in the night. I hope you've had a great week. You know, when we get to this weird end of the season where winter hasn't quite turned to spring yet, I find myself getting very antsy. And it's times like this when I wish I lived in a little more populated area so that there were things to go and do, like maybe go to the museum. This story, however, cured me of that itch for now. So, why don't you sit back, relax, and tune in to I Need to Get Out of This Museum. I like art museums. Well, they're kind of boring. And I'm not an artist or anything, but I have nothing against them. A lot of the paintings are pretty cool, and it's way better than being in math class. See, we were only there on a school field trip, and my class is pretty dang huge. I didn't even have any friends in this class. So I hung back awkwardly while quiet chattering ran through the crowd. I tried to follow along with my teacher's lecture about one of the paintings as much as I could, but I figured if I snuck away somewhere, she wouldn't even notice in the sea of kids. Truth be told, all this walking and listening to her monotonous drawl was making me sleepy. I slowly took a step back, hoping to goodness I wouldn't hear a demanding, "Zarif, where are you off to?" Success. I slunk away undetected. I had spotted a supply room at the end of one of the corridors, so I made my way there. Heck, I just wanted a little power nap. Like 20 minutes or so. Field trips just had a way of exhausting you sometimes. The supply room looked safe enough. Even if some staff member did come in, I just hoped they'd take pity on a tired-out middle schooler and not bother me. Wishful thinking, but still. I was just about to open the door when a big sign next to it caught my eye. Museum closes at 6 sharp. Guests must be out by 6 p.m. Staff must be out by 7 p.m. This is a major requirement. Failure to comply will have consequences. Now that I think of it, one of these signs were plastered in every single hallway and corridor we had passed. In fact, not even just one. They had multiples. One at the ends of hallways, one in the middle, one at the other end, etc. Geez, I thought. Do the guests here typically not get the message or something? How many of these do you need? The times 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. were in bold red ink, double underlined too. Utmost importance, I thought. We get it. There was also a phone number underneath, with the caption, "If you are ever trapped inside the building after 7 p.m., please call the manager at this number. Please call. You must dial immediately." Seems a bit dramatic, but reasonable enough. I slipped into the supply room and positioned myself on a stool, leaned against the wall, and I was out in a few seconds. I woke up to darkness. What time was it? I rubbed my eyes groggily. The supply room looked the same. I presumed no staff member had come in at all, and my nap was totally undisturbed. But what time was it? I glanced at my phone and did a double take. Crap. Crap. Crap! 9:43 p.m.? Crap. How long was I asleep? How did I... Never mind. No wonder it was dark. The museum was long closed and everyone was gone. Ugh, great. How was I supposed to get home? Not like the school bus was going to be waiting outside for me, and... Oh, my family's probably freaking out. I need to text them. I pick up my phone again. No cell service. Of course not. I was inside a supply room in some far corner of the building. I creaked the door open and peered out. The hallways looked dim and deserted. Not a single light was on. My phone didn't have a lot of charge left, or I'd have used the flashlight. I thought I could hear water dripping off somewhere. It sounded positively unsettling, the only bit of noise breaking the absolute silence. Around the empty, pitch-dark corridors, too, making it even more unsettling. Maybe someone just left a bathroom tap dripping? I stepped out of the room into the eerie corridor, lined with the paintings in different mediums and subjects. The museum didn't feel this long and confusing earlier. Suddenly, it felt like I was in a labyrinth, a maze of creepy dark halls of painting and sculptures, and I had no idea which way to go. I took a deep breath and started walking. I think I remember where the main entrance was. Or maybe I could climb out one of the windows? Either way, I needed that cell service. I didn't want my parents calling the police and starting a whole... I whipped around. Were those footsteps? They were getting closer, but the intervals between them were getting longer. I wasn't sure whether to run or see what it was. I mean, what would I be running from? It was probably just some staff member working late or something. Hello? I called. Silence. Then a single tap. And a voice responded. Hello? Something was off about it. It was somewhat muffled and quiet. I assumed the person was in some far-off corridor or something. I took a few steps closer and called out again. Hello? Hey, I'm sorry, but I got locked inside the museum after hours. I'm not... Can you show me the way out? Cold silence, except for the eerie water drops. Then it came again. Closer. Much closer.
Hello.
I took off in the other direction. No way that voice belonged to a human. Did I believe in the paranormal? No, not really. At least, not until that moment. I can't describe the voice. It was hoarse and sounded like the speaker's throat had been ripped out or something. It was as if their voice box was torn to pieces. I tried not to think about it as I passed another deserted dark hallway. What was that? What was that just now? There was something back there. Not a person. Not human-shaped. It didn't seem to have a shape. Just a looming, shapeless form of dread. I don't know. I don't know what it was. I just wanted to get out of there. That horrible voice floated out from the corridor looming up in front of me. But it wasn't possible. How? How could it get there before me? And why did it sound just slightly different? I had established earlier that it didn't sound human, but this sounded like a different non-human voice. I stood there for a few seconds, isolated and exposed in the darkness. The footsteps were getting closer, and I realized I had no idea where I was going. I didn't know where the entrance was. I couldn't even see any windows.
Hello.
Two sets of taps. Two pairs of footprints. Closer. They were coming straight for me. I turned around and ran back towards the supply room. It was the only safe place I could think of. As I reached it again, the big sign next to it caught my eye. Call the manager if you're inside the museum after 7 p.m. The thing, or things, was most definitely sprinting towards me. I snapped a photo of the phone number on the sign, slipped back inside the room, and slammed the door shut. They didn't do anything to me after 7 p.m. while I was in the room, right? Maybe they couldn't open doors.
Hello?
That voice... It was right outside the door. I climbed a bunch of cardboard boxes and tried to get closer to the ceiling. Please, I just need one bar of service. Please.
Hello. 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 Hello.
I wanted to scream. There were who knows how many of those things clamoring at the supply room door, and I wasn't sure it would hold. I raised the phone higher. Two bars. Two whole bars had popped up. I dialed the number at top speed, desperately hoping someone would pick up. Hello? Hello, is this the museum manager? The art museum? Yeah, that's me. Who is this? Is this one of those school project interviews? No, look, sir, I'm inside your museum and... What? I'm in the museum right now. Dead silence, except for the scratching on the supply room door. Kid, are you saying you're inside the museum right now? Yes, I'm... Oh my god, kid, listen to me. You need to get inside one of the rooms with doors. The storage room or... I'm inside the storage room. Sir, I don't know what to... Supply room? That's great. Kid, don't leave the room. Do not open the door. They can't open doors.
Hello?
The godforsaken hoarse call came again, and I swear I saw something glowing under the door. I think one of those things was trying to look underneath, with its eye or eyes or whatever it had. Sir, what are they? What do I do? Listen, kid, I don't know what they are exactly. The previous manager warned me about it. They live inside the paintings. They come out when it's dark. What do they want? To possess me? My voice was breaking. No, they'll take you back with them, inside the paintings. What? Kid, listen. Lock the door and stay there until morning. It's the only way you will survive this. I understand.
Hello?
Sir, what happens if they take me into the paintings? Do I die? He paused. No. You will become one, too. I shut my eyes, processing.
Hello?
Does that mean... They're people. Either unfortunate visitors like yourself, or unfortunate staff members. I shut my eyes again and didn't respond. What made them like this? What is it? A curse? Are the paintings cursed? I don't know for sure, kid. The previous manager didn't either. I don't even know how it started.
Hello?
I took a deep breath and opened my eyes again. Thanks for talking to me. Don't open the door until morning, no matter how bad the scratching gets. They're still at the door, clamoring. The awful hellos have become blood-curdling shrieks now. I guess they really want a new member, huh? I'm still up on the cardboard boxes, as far away from the door as possible. I'm probably not getting any more sleep tonight, but I should be fine, as long as I don't open the door. Right? And that, listeners, is I need to get out of this museum. Well, I don't know about you guys, but that doesn't overly sound like an art museum I'm gonna need to visit anytime soon. Have you ever been to this art museum? Or heard of anything like it? If you know what's caused these paintings to attack, you should tell me about it. You can always send me an email at hauntedhorrorstorian@gmail.com, or you can find me on Facebook at Haunted Horror Storian Podcast. Until next time, listeners, stay spooky, stay away from the paintings, and remember, sometimes it's more than just a story.